Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you people. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me. And wow, week 12 of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. People, get at me on Twitter. Obviously, it's Dorf on Sports. Let's talk about what happened on the football fields. And once again, the NFL always makes us scratch our head because the Buccaneers showed up on the road. Jameis Winston played a great football game. Josh Allen and the Bills continue to win. The Bears finally get off the schneid, and Mitchell Trubisky has a decent football game. The Bengals, they still can't win, people. Steelers get it done, but they do take out Mason Rudolph, so we'll see what that means. Baker Mayfield and the guys in Cleveland, they get it done against the Dolphins. Not surprised about that. Saints and the Panthers, one of the better games there. A great performance from Drew Brees. Once again, Mr. Clutch gets it done. Gets his team down the field in amazing ways. Jets beat the Raiders, and that's kind of a surprise because the Raiders have been a little bit of a pleasant surprise so far. Seahawks continue their winning ways. Redskins beating the Lions without Matty Stafford, so not surprised there. Titans, they showed up, and Ryan Tannehill, this guy, man, oh, man, wow, has the Titans in the mix of things in the AFC, at least for the wild card. Patriots, they beat the Cowboys, so once again, people will be scratching their head about Dak Prescott and whether or not he's the guy to lead the way for the Cowboys in the future. And the 49ers, everybody, they are legit. They're for real. They beat down on the Green Bay Packers. A lot to get into, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, just getting loosened up, warmed up here on week 12 of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together? but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him.
The effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation, man to man. No excuses are offered, none accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside, from up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye, all with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
47-yarder to tie it. Six ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie. And boy, oh boy, does he deliver! Chase McLaughlin, a 47-yard pressure kick.
Russ takes the shotgun snap. Work steps up. Got running room. 15, 10, 5. He's going to go in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Darnold rips it right. Crowder's got it. Touchdown, Jets!
Well, there's much more than just Miles and I. There's a lot of pieces of this puzzle that we're trying to move forward, and that's the thing about it. You know, you hear a lot about what it's been, but it's about right now. It's about what we have in this, you know, this building right now. We don't care what you've done in the past. We care about what you're going to do for this team and how we're going to get better. And that's the bottom line. That's why I say that with the team mentality. You can either join us or you're against us, and that's fine.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn! Now you're talking.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Appreciate you listening to me wherever you may be. Obviously, you can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. And you know what? I love you people that listen to me all over the globe on Sirius XM Channel 211, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you a lot. Let me know what's on your mind about Week 12 in the NFL. As you heard Baker Mayfield talking about what's going on there in Cleveland. And you know what? You've got a little bit of an outside chance to make the playoffs in the AFC now. May have to win out. May have to do pretty close to that. But we'll see how everything shakes out for you guys because, truth be told, schedule a lot easier down the stretch for the Cleveland Browns. Let me run through the scores real quickly for what happened on the action, on the field Sunday. And tell you what, it all started on Thursday, by the way. Obviously, the Texans winning 2017 over the Colts. And interesting what happened there at the end of the game. They don't look at that fumble, this and that and the other. And Deshaun Watson rebounds, has a nice game, and Texans wind up winning that football game, and now they have the lead in that division. We'll go through divisions, too, in just a second. But like I said, Texans 20-17 over the Colts. Falcons go down to the Buccaneers 35-22. Huge day from Chris Godwin, 7 receptions, 184 yards, if I'm not mistaken, a couple touchdowns. Big day from Jameis, too, 3 touchdowns, 313 yards. Ronald Jones Jr. had a good day, too, running the ball, 51 yards. Touchdown to go along with his efforts. Bills 20-3 over the Broncos. And say what you want about the Bills. The Bills just continue to win. They win football games. Josh Allen continues to win football games. Guy's impressive. Doesn't put up the most gaudy-like numbers, but the most important number, 8-3 is what his team is as far as the record goes. So the Bills are pretty tough. And Cole Beasley, one of those guys who you don't hear a lot about, but a really solid wide receiver for Josh Allen. 6 receptions, 76 yards, and a touchdown on the day for him. John Brown, a touchdown, too. And that guy, I'll tell you what, John Brown is such a great story. So good stuff all around with the Bills, if you ask me. Bears get it done, 19-14 over the Giants. Trubisky comes back and gets in that lineup. The Bears win, so things are bad, but they're not as extremely bad, I think, as people thought they were. And you just have to maybe relax a little bit and not expect greatness immediately when you think about it. Mitchell Trubisky, like most people, work in progress. Bears, a little bit of a work in progress. Steelers get it done on the road against the Bengals. Would have been embarrassing. I don't want to be the first team that takes an L to the Bengals. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that team. So Steelers, you did yourselves a good favor of saving yourself some embarrassment by not losing. And they had to do it without Mason Rudolph. Take him out of the game. He gets pulled. So they just kind of needed a little bit of energy. They got it. They got that energy, and they wound up getting the victory, too. So Steelers in the thick of things as well in the AFC. And we'll get through the playoff picture, too, because I think that's interesting. Browns 41-24 over the Dolphins. Saints, they get it done 34-31, and that was an interesting one. Drew Brees, 311 yards, 3 touchdowns. Latavius Murray has had a little bit more of an impact this year than I think people probably expected, because I think they were thinking huge things for Alvin Kamara. But truth be told, Latavius Murray has been pretty good for the Saints. And I think people are also wondering what's going on with Drew Brees. Can this guy – they haven't, like, hit on all cylinders ever since he's come back. And I think people are a little bit scratching their head about, are they better with Teddy Bridgewater or are they better with Drew Brees? And tell you what, Dorfman, it's a no-brainer. Drew Brees is the guy until he wants to leave. And by the way, some of the numbers on that Browns game, Baker Mayfield, 327, 3 touchdowns. Jarvis Landry, a big day, 10 receptions, 148 yards, a couple touchdowns. Nick Chubb, another big day for him, 106 yards and a touchdown. Raiders in a terrible game for them. They go down to the Jets 34-3. Sam Darnold 315, 2 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell 12 carries, 49 yards. Robbie Anderson 4 receptions, 86 yards and a touchdown. All over the Jets were all over the Raiders. Raiders just looked like they were sleepwalking through the whole game. Seahawks not in a huge numbers game here. Seahawks win 17-9 over the Eagles, and Eagles are lucky because the Cowboys lose too, so they're in the middle of that division, and they're going to have to win that division because only one team is making the playoffs out of that division, and that's the team that wins the division. Lions do get embarrassed. They lose to the Redskins. I don't care if Matty Stafford's out and Jeff Driscoll is your quarterback. This is a game you got to win against a guy, a rookie quarterback in Haskins Jr. So embarrassing loss for the Lions, 19-16. They go down. Titans, big impressive win over the Jaguars, 42-20. And Ryan Tannehill, man, I love this guy. He's playing great. Derrick Henry, big game, 19 carries, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. Patriots, 13-9, holding the Cowboys to no touchdowns. I think that's the story here. Patriots defense, once again, flexes its muscles. Tom Brady doesn't have to do too much. Dak can't do that much. Ezekiel's controlled. Cowboys were shut down by this Patriot team. And the biggest story of the day, if you ask me, the Niners 37-8 all over the Green Bay Packers. Jimmy G, couple touchdowns, 253. Rodgers gets pulled by the Green Bay Packers. So not a good day for the Green Bay Packers in general. And the 49ers are legit. They're absolutely legit. They're for real people. So get it through your thick skull. The 49ers are really good. New England Patriots, 10-1, leading their division. Buffalo Bills, 8-3. Those are two playoff teams. Baltimore, 8-2. They're a playoff team as well. Steelers, 6-5. Browns, 5-6. They're both in the mix. Houston Texans, 7-4. Indianapolis Colts, 6-5. Titans, 6-5. That's going to be fun watching that division the rest of the way. Kansas City Chiefs, 7-4. Raiders, 6-5. Now, after they take that loss, would have been good for them to get a win. Cowboys, 6-5. Eagles, 5-6. Green Bay and Minnesota, both 8-3. That's going to be fun to watch that division race the rest of the way. But I do think two teams get in out of that division, the NFC North. New Orleans Saints, they're 9-2. And then the San Francisco 49ers and the Seahawks are both good teams, really good teams. 10-1 for San Francisco after they beat the Green Bay Packers. And the Seahawks, 9-2 after a nice victory for them against the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's the skinny, man. That's your playoff picture as far as things go right now in the NFL. I got to take a quick pause for the call. I was going to do it. I'll come back and continue breaking down week 12 right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Second and 10 at the 20. Five-man pressure. Breeze steps away from pressure, throwing over the middle. Got a man open. Caught at the 40. Steps away at the 30 and 10. Get into the races. Down the sideline at the 10 to the 5. Diagonal into the end zone for the touchdown. 80 yards. Breeze to Tedkin Jr. And on first down, Breeze off play action. Sets, throws, wide open. Touchdown. Walking into the end zone is Josh Hill with an emphatic spike in the back left corner.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Cowboys win!
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
On second and seven, and they get to him, and they do so by bringing Williams, and then the ball comes out, and picking it up is Buckner, and we've got a San Francisco touchdown to Forrest Buckner. Great football awareness.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. All righty, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf bringing it to you, man. NFL Rewind. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Love interacting with you there. You can follow me there, obviously. If you want, reach out and touch me too. 1-800-878-7529. And speaking of those 49ers, if you're not jumping on the wagon, might be time to think about doing so. They're legit, people. I've been saying it for a few weeks now. That's a good football team. Maybe the most complete football team on both sides of the ball. Every facet, even includes special teams. They don't beat themselves up. They don't make many mistakes. Jimmy Garoppolo is honestly blossoming right before our very own eyes, everybody. We're watching a kid grow up and become one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. Yeah, you heard me say it. One of the elite quarterbacks in this league, and I know it's new. I know it's early, but look at the record, man. It speaks volumes for itself. And quite frankly, I was thinking about this after both the Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers win. In all honesty, man, the thing I love about sports people is you can't make this stuff up, first and foremost. I started thinking about how cool it might be for Jimmy G and Tom Brady to play in the Super Bowl. Like, seriously, can't make this stuff up. Think about what happened there. Or you can think about some of the stories that you heard about what happened there with Tom Brady not wanting this guy there because he didn't want to feel pressured about, you know, Jimmy G time coming sooner or later. 49ers somehow acquire this guy from the New England Patriots who get rid of him. 49ers are all of a sudden a contender. It's pretty cool. I'm sorry. You know Dorfman too. I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. But there's something cool about that potential Super Bowl matchup to me. Jimmy G going up against Tom Brady? Come on, man. You can't tell me you don't like the way that sounds. And if you can, call me. Shoot me something on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. But if you're not buying into the 49ers, you better start. They're legit. Going to have to keep that running game going, though. I think that is something that'll be interesting to watch. Tevin Coleman, they need Breida in there too, and I know he's banged up, so hopefully he can get back. But he spreads it around. I mean, Kittle was tough. 6 catches, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. Just killing the Green Bay Packers secondary. And Aaron Rodgers looked terrible, quite frankly. Just got to be honest. Dude looked terrible. And that's because of the San Francisco 49er defensive line. Just completely dominating the O-line of the Green Bay Packers. And Bulaga pulled out of that game. So hopefully that's not serious either, because he needs that guy. Aaron Rodgers needs him for sure. Doesn't feel anywhere near as comfortable when he's not on the field. And Aaron Jones, sooner or later, dude was due to have a bad day. I'm sorry. Guy's been playing fantastic football. Every now and then you need one of these. You need one of these awful games to keep you humble and working and knowing that you got more to achieve. You got better things to accomplish. Packers are 3-2 away from home. Really good at home. Point is home field advantage might be slipping away, and I think that that's something that ultimately is really important to the Green Bay Packers. And right now the 49ers are in the driver's seat. So if you're not buying into them, start thinking about buying into them. If you're not buying into the Seahawks, think about buying into the Seahawks too. Pretty good football team. And they're starting to get Rashad Penny going too, if you haven't noticed that a little bit. Good to see. Actually had more carries than Carson did on the day. And he outperformed him too. And we know about the wide receiver core. Metcalf's getting better. Lockett's fantastic. Russell Wilson is fantastic. Only team to beat the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, there's a lot of things to start looking for. Are you down on the New Orleans Saints? I'm not down on them. Do I think they're vulnerable? Yeah. I don't think their defense has been as good over the past 3-4 weeks now. So I think that that's a little bit of a cause for concern. I'm not worried about Drew Brees, for crying out loud. I know that Teddy Bridgewater did a great job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he didn't. But Drew Brees is the man. And that's his team until he decides he doesn't want to play. I can't even imagine Sean Payton pulling Drew Brees and saying, "Hey, man, I got to talk to you about something." You know why? Because it ain't happening, people. It ain't happening. The New Orleans Saints are going to ride and die with Drew Brees, and he's earned that. Absolutely, he's earned that. Green Bay had a little bit of a falter, man. I got to admit it. That was a slip-up. That was letting the Minnesota Vikings right back into things here by losing to the 49ers, especially the way you lost to the 49ers. 49ers kicked your ass. Like, seriously, they just kicked your butt. You weren't competitive. Aaron Rodgers came out of that game, and rightfully so. No need to get that guy hurt. No need to get that guy hurt. So if you're a little down on the Pack, you should be. They're vulnerable. Nobody from the NFC East is doing anything. Cowboys can't beat a winning team. Philadelphia's not even over 500. I don't care who wins this division. I'm sorry, I just don't. I don't totally buy the Kansas City Chiefs. Can they beat anybody? Sure. Can anybody beat them? Probably. Probably. I think what's going to be fun about the AFC is going to be watching that second wild card. Because I think that ultimately, the Buffalo Bills are in. So they're your one wild card that's going to get in for sure. And then you got teams like the Steelers who are 6-5. You've got Cleveland who's 5-6. You got the Colts who are 6-5. You got the Titans who are 6-5. You got the Raiders who are 6-5. So ultimately, you're going to be playing like 4 or 5 teams are going to be playing for one spot. Because the Bills, unless they fall apart here completely, I think the Bills are in at 8-3. I don't know exactly what their schedule is the rest of the way, But I do think that they're a team that should make the playoffs. They've shown me enough to say if they play halfway decent down the stretch, the Buffalo Bills are making it. So the Steelers, the Browns, the Colts, the Titans, and the Raiders are all playing for one spot. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. By the end of this, there might be some pretty good football teams in the AFC. I think the Colts are pretty good. I think the Titans are pretty good. And the Steelers, man, you have to be impressed with what Tomlin has done. It is by far one of the more impressive jobs I've ever seen out of somebody as far as coaching goes. Patriots are absolutely legit, but I do think it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors too because they beat somewhat lousy teams. And I know that the Cowboys do have a winning record, but they can't beat a team with a winning record either. So ultimately, how good are they? I don't think they're very good. The Baltimore Ravens, they are legit. And ultimately, that to me right now is the competition for the New England Patriots as to see who of those two teams can wind up taking themselves to the Super Bowl. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause because I'm up against it. So I'm going to do that, come back, continue giving you the Dorfman's analysis of Week 12, the NFL Rewind Week 12 with Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
In the Wildcat, first and goal from the two. There's the snap, the fake handoff. Samuel takes it himself over the right guard. He's in easily, walking in for a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A terrific second half opening drive. It went 75 yards and ends up with a 2-yard touchdown run in the Wildcat. Jalen Samuels for the Steelers.
And on first down, Breeze off play action. Sets, throws, wide open, touchdown! Walking into the end zone is Josh Hill with an emphatic spike in the back left corner.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with the snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd. In New Orleans. New Orleans. They trail by six. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw. And what a rally.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf bringing you week 12 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America again. Appreciate you listening to me all over the world on SiriusXM Channel 211. You can always get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Like the fan page on Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and call me up if you want, 1-800-878-7529. And you know what? I got to get this out there. I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica. I'll get to him in just a quick second. Deshaun Watson is one of my favorite guys in the NFL, and he has some pretty good receivers. Fuller ain't too shabby, man. Obviously, D-Hop, guy can play, had two touchdowns for him the other day. D-Watt, D-Hop. Willful. I mean, come on, man. The guy's got a bunch of guys. Where they're lacking is their running game. So I think they go as far as Deshaun Watson can take them. Speaking as far as going as far as someone can take them, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my main man, Mitch, in Santa Monica, and I'm going to go as far as Mitch can take me in Santa Monica right now. Mitch Dorfman, NFL Rewind, week 12 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. It's your world, brother. What's up?
Well, first of all, I got a couple issues that what you were talking about, but before we get into that, you know, we've been waiting for Separation Sunday. I think we got it today. I think we finally found that the Patriots separated themselves from the pack of the AFC, not that we didn't know that before, and that the 49ers actually are for real. We'll see what happens over the next two games with them because they have an incredible schedule coming up. I believe they're the Ravens and who's the other team, Andy, if you can help me out, that they're facing next. But they've got a tough schedule ahead of them. As much as I, you know, as you know, I'm a very diehard Packer fan, very disappointed in today's loss. I put a lot of that on Matt LaFleur. I think that when he went into the Charger game, he said he abandoned his game plan and went to the pass and didn't stick with the run. Whereas tonight, he said, I'm just going to stick with the game plan. And how many times did he run Aaron Jones into the line and just get completely swallowed up? I mean, they never went into a hurry-up offense and started just going for it on fourth downs. I don't understand. They didn't let Aaron Rodgers do what Aaron Rodgers can do. Granted, Aaron Rodgers wasn't getting the protection. But when he was able to roll out and do some things, he was able to make some magic. And to spread the field is really what makes the Packers great. I thought him not challenging the potential catch in the third quarter was a big turning point to the game, but then again, it also doesn't make up for a 29-point loss. So, yeah. Separation Sunday, You know, a lot of things happen. Watched a lot of football today. Fun to watch a game in Foxborough the way it was. Glad I live in Santa Monica. And, you know, so, enjoy it, folks out there, because I'm hanging out here and, you know, looking forward to, you know, going to games here in Southern California and Northern California.
All right. Hey, let me jump in here real quickly. And sure. By the way, it's the Ravens and talking about the 49ers. Ravens, Saints, yeah. Falcons, Saints. Rams, and then the Seahawks. That's how they finish up the rest of their season. And looking at them the next couple weeks, if they get out of that 2-0, you're like, wow, this team is absolutely legit. If they get out of it 1-1, you're still probably like, this team is legit. If they go 0-2 in the next couple weeks, then you're like, well, there's some holes and there's some vulnerability in the San Francisco 49ers. So you and I know, man, this is such a week-to-week league, the NFL. But with that being said, I do think that the 49ers are the most complete team in the NFL, okay? They play really good defense. Bosa's an absolute beast. Their front four, in general, are all really good. They can get after the quarterback. They apply that pressure, and they made Aaron Rodgers one of the best look not even average, man. He looked way under average, and we're not used to seeing that happen to Aaron Rodgers. So you have to give credit where credit is due, and I think Jimmy G, man, I think people are underestimating how good this guy is and how he's growing right before our very eyes. They don't have all that much of a running game. So a lot of this does get put on his shoulders. And I know that they've done it week in and week out. But tonight, man, they only got 112 yards. And a lot of it did fall on Jimmy G and just ultimately the defensive line play where they were just so stellar, making it really difficult for Aaron Rodgers. But they're absolutely legit. The Patriots, they're absolutely legit as well. The Ravens, they're absolutely legit as well. The Seahawks, they're absolutely legit. I do think that there's some holes in what the Saints do, Mitch, in Santa Monica. I think they can beat anybody, but they can lose anybody. I think that I would compare the Saints. They're a little bit better version of the Chiefs right now. They both have real high-powered offenses, you know, good, really good wide receiving cores, good running backs, great quarterbacks, and then defenses that can be suspect at times. So I think we're on a crash course potentially for, I said it, Jimmy Garoppolo playing Tom Brady potentially in the Super Bowl. And quite frankly, man, how ironic would that be? You know, this is the guy that you couldn't keep around because Tom Brady didn't want to feel the footsteps of this guy, and you decide to send him to San Francisco, and then a couple of years later, the San Francisco 49ers could find themselves being a Super Bowl contender, and could they be the team that takes Tom Brady and the New England Patriots out? Like, dude, you can't make this stuff up, can you?
No, but Garoppolo is very similar to the stories of Aaron Rodgers. You know, here is a quality quarterback who sat behind, whether it was Brett Favre or Tom Brady, and then, you know, whether it was Favre leaving and the organization saying, okay, it's time for Rodgers, or basically Garoppolo and the Patriots saying he's got to move on. I mean, you know, he's a stud. And the irony is that they're both represented by the same guys. So that's what's actually kind of funny as well. So, you know, as much as that would be a great story, I'm still hoping that we'll get the ultimate matchup of, you know, the arguable goats between Brady and Rodgers, you know. Right now it doesn't look that good, but the Packers have a nice schedule that should be able to potentially keep them in position above the Vikings, because the Vikings have a much tougher schedule. And then, of course, the NFL has done a great job in terms of letting each of the divisions kind of play each other at the end of the year. In terms of the NFC North, they open up the Packers against the three, and then they close against the three. So it's going to be kind of fun. It's kind of like Major League Baseball, you know, where it's like, you know, you, that the end of the season really becomes a lot really interesting. I mean, the Packers do hold the tiebreaker against the Vikings, so we'll see what happens with them. But I don't know. We'll see what the Vikings, you know, the Packers had, and you know what? You said you could have one off night. The Packers have not had one off. I mean, the Charger game to me was actually worse than tonight. I mean, they showed nothing there. They showed a little bit here, but they had two bad nights. And I think, you know, LaFleur is going to grow from this one. At least I hope, and figure out a way with Rodgers and with, you know, his coordinators to figure out, because every time they cut to him tonight, he looked like a deer in a headlight, and it really frustrated me.
I'm with you, man. They were horrendous on third down. They couldn't keep the ball on the offensive side. Listen, I want to ask you a couple other things. I'll just keep you with me till the end of the segment. Again, it is the NFL Rewind, week 12 of the NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on Sports Overnight America, like I always do, coming to you live each and every Sunday night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, Mitch, I got to ask you a couple other things. What do you think is the ceiling for the Buffalo Bills? They do have a pretty good defense. I like Josh Allen. He's maturing before our eyes. You know, we've talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers and things along those lines, and Tom Brady you even mentioned, and, you know, we were talking about Jimmy G, and Josh Allen is another one of those quarterbacks that if you look in his young career, man, that all this guy's done is win. And how good can the Buffalo Bills be? They have a good defense, a really good defense, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not exactly sure about their offense, but again, they're 8-3. I do think they're a wild card team for sure. So there's a bunch of teams in the AFC, which I think is going to be interesting, that'll be playing for one spot. But what's your ceiling for the Buffalo Bills?
Here's the take on the Buffalo Bills. Let me give you real quick.
Yeah.
Win against the Jets, win against the Giants, win against the Bengals. Loss against the Patriots, win against the Titans, win against the Dolphins, loss against the Eagles, win against the Redskins, loss against the Browns, win against the Dolphins, win against the Broncos. You want to know what they have left? At Cowboys versus Ravens, at Steelers, at Patriots versus Jets. They are out.
Let's find out. Hey, let's find out how good the Buffalo Bills really are.
Exactly.
That's what you're trying to say. Okay. So with that being said, what a job. Mike Tomlin has done an incredible job with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had to throw another backup quarterback in. Mason Rudolph wasn't cutting it for them, so they needed to change things up. They found a way to win. It wasn't pretty, but at the end of the day, man, just find a way to get victories. They're in the mix for that second wild card, but what a job from Mike Tomlin, hey?
And without question, and look at their schedule, at Cardinals, Bills, at Jets, and then they finish with the Ravens. I mean, you know, he's doing an incredible job. I mean, people wrote them off. People wrote the Colts off. And see what, you know, these teams are doing with these backups, which is absolutely amazing. You know,
yeah.
I hate going back to the Packers, you know, but when Aaron Rodgers went down, I mean, the Packers were basically a dead franchise, and now we've seen other franchises now being able to step up with these backup quarterbacks and be relevant.
All right, my man. Hey, I gotta go. I hear the music, obviously, behind me. Good conversation, Mitch in Santa Monica. You bring it like that, we'll let you roll for a little bit. So, you have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk at you soon, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, my man.
You too, brother. Happy Thanksgiving, man. And obviously, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back, wrap things up the way the Dorfman does. It's NFL Rewind. I can't believe it's week 12 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
The ball's at the 13 of Pittsburgh. Dalton is in the gun. Gets the snap, drops back three, right arm throw into the end zone. The intercepted in the end zone on a dive. It's Mark Barron on a dive in the back of the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Touchback to the 20. What a pick and what a stand by the Steelers.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in for the final time here on the NFL Rewind. Week 12 in the books, man. Dorfman is starting to sound a little depressed at the end of the show. You know why? Because I know that the playoffs are coming soon. The end of the year is coming soon. And then we'll just be so bummed out that we're not talking about the NFL and the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. At least that's how I feel about the situation. All right, everybody. Andy Dorf, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me there. Interact with me there. You can follow me on Facebook, too, Dorf on Sports as well. And absolutely always appreciate you checking me out on SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, any of the other outlets that you check me out, KRSN. Again, Heartland News Feed, you name it, man. I know you got me covered. All right, as always, I leave you with that parting shot. Week 12 did bring us a little closer to a little bit of what I like to call clarity as far as what you know and what you do not know about the NFL. New England Patriots, they're legit. They're for real. We all think that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to be the team to push them. I think it may wind up being the Baltimore Ravens. We'll see after everything is said and done. We'll see how good the Texans can be, too, because I'll tell you what, I think Deshaun Watson is all right. I like that guy. I really do. And as far as it goes in the NFC, if you're not a 49er fan, if you're not buying that hype, you better start thinking about buying that hype because it's legit. They're real. They're good. They got a solid defense, and the offense just seems like it's getting better. Saints are pretty good, too. Seahawks are pretty good. the Packers or the Vikings might wind up being pretty good. Anyways, I got to get out of here, man. For Scott, as always, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.